Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Reindeer Chronicles and Other Inspiring Stories of Working with Nature to Heal the Earth is a nonfiction environmental book by journalist Judith D. Schwartz. It belongs to the growing field of ecological restoration and nature-based climate literature, but it is less a technical manual than a reported account of projects and ideas that challenge conventional environmental thinking. Schwartz travels across regions such as grasslands, deserts, tundra, and other damaged landscapes to examine how land, water, vegetation, and animals interact in restorative systems. The book argues that climate repair is not limited to emissions reductions alone. It also depends on rebuilding ecological cycles that shape soil health, water retention, and temperature regulation. It emphasizes that local communities, indigenous knowledge, and working landscapes can play an active role in regeneration. The result is a book that combines science reporting, land ethics, and practical environmental inquiry into a broad case for restoring ecosystems by cooperating with natural processes rather than trying to control them. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, ecological restoration as a participatory practice, not an expert-only field. One of the book's central ideas is that healing damaged land should not be understood as a task reserved for specialists. Schwartz presents restoration as something that involves farmers, indigenous herders, scientists, activists, and local communities working in different ways toward the same ecological goal. This matters because many environmental problems are often framed as too large or complex for ordinary people to influence. The book pushes against that assumption by showing that practical improvement often begins with local observation, adaptive management, and willingness to learn from living systems. That approach also changes the ethical frame of environmental action, instead of treating nature as an object to be managed from above. The book presents it as a set of relationships that humans can help support. By emphasizing participation, Schwartz broadens the audience for climate and land repair while also making the process less abstract and more actionable. Secondly, how water, carbon, nutrients, and energy cycles shape climate stability. A major analytical thread in the book is the claim that environmental damage is not just about isolated resources, but about disrupted cycles. Schwartz repeatedly links water, carbon, nutrient, and energy flows, arguing that land degradation often occurs when these systems become disconnected or out of balance. This is an important distinction because it moves the conversation beyond single-issue fixes. For example, the book suggests that healthy soils do more than grow plants. They store water, support microbial life, regulate temperature, and help keep carbon in the ground. In that sense, ecological repair is systemic rather than cosmetic. The practical implication is that climate work should not be limited to industrial emissions policy, but should also include land use, soil regeneration, and watershed function. This framework gives the book much of its coherence and explains why it can move across very different landscapes while still making a unified argument. Thirdly, reindeer, tundra ecology, and the idea of animals as ecosystem engineers. The reindeer case in the title is not a decorative anecdote. It functions as a concrete example of the book's larger ecological argument. Schwartz uses the Sami reindeer herding context in Norway to show that animals can actively shape landscape conditions in ways that affect climate and habitat. The book describes reindeer as ecosystem engineers because their grazing, movement, and trampling influence vegetation patterns, snow structure, and the reflectivity of the tundra surface. This matters because it complicates simplistic ideas that wildlife always damages land or that conservation must eliminate human-animal relationships. Instead, the book shows that long-evolved grazing systems can help maintain ecological function when they remain culturally and ecologically intact. It also introduces a political dimension, since the chapter involves indigenous rights and state regulation of traditional herding. In that way, the reindeer story connects ecology, culture, and governance rather than treating them separately. Fourthly, indigenous knowledge versus colonial and industrial land management models. Schwartz consistently positions indigenous ecological knowledge as a serious source of insight rather than a symbolic addition to environmental discussion. The book suggests that many restoration successes depend on forms of understanding that have been marginalized by colonial land policies and industrial agriculture. This is a significant theme because it challenges the assumption that modern scientific institutions automatically hold the best answers. Instead, the book presents indigenous practices as grounded in long-term attention to place, seasonal rhythms, and relational stewardship. That perspective becomes especially important in cases where government or expert systems impose uniform solutions that ignore local context. The book does not romanticize indigenous communities, but it does argue that their knowledge often contains practical wisdom about how landscapes function over time. This theme also gives the book moral depth, because environmental repair is shown to involve justice, cultural continuity, and respect for land-based traditions as well as technical restoration. Lastly, hope grounded in evidence, not optimism detached from ecological reality. Although the book addresses severe environmental damage, it is structured around documented examples of recovery rather than despair. Schwartz does not deny the scale of climate change, desertification, biodiversity loss, or land degradation, but she resists treating collapse as inevitable or repair as impossible. That makes the book distinctive within environmental writing, because its hope is not rhetorical. It is based on observed results from restoration projects in different regions. The underlying argument is that nature often responds when damaged systems are given the right conditions, especially through improved soil structure, better water management, and restored plant cover. This creates a different kind of environmental narrative, one that is realistic but not fatalistic. Readers are not asked to believe in easy solutions, only in the possibility that aligned practices can produce meaningful change. The value of this approach is that it gives policy debates and public readers a more constructive way to think about environmental action without minimizing the challenge. In conclusion, this book is best suited to readers interested in environmental journalism, regenerative agriculture, ecosystem restoration, climate adaptation, and the practical side of conservation. It will be especially useful for people who want to understand why land management, soil health, water cycles, and indigenous stewardship are often central to climate solutions. Unlike many books about environmental crisis that focus mainly on damage, policy failure, or abstract risk, The Reindeer Chronicles is organized around working examples of repair. That gives it unusual range. It is part science reporting, part ecological argument, and part critique of conventional land use thinking. Its strength lies in showing that restoration is not a single technique, but a way of reading landscapes more intelligently. Readers who want a realistic account of environmental hope, grounded in field-based stories and systems thinking, will find it especially valuable. It stands out because it does not present nature as fragile scenery to be preserved from a distance. It presents nature as an active partner in healing, provided humans are willing to learn from it and work with it. If you would like to support Judith D. Schwartz, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.